Raum and Ishmam are two ways that are used to stop at words in the Quran. They are less known than the third type, which is stopping with sukun. We'll cover these three types to understand how to properly stop at the end of words. Let's start with the more common of the three, which is stopping with sukun. And simply, it is when stopping at a word that has any tashkil symbol at the end, you turn that tashkil symbol into sukun, no matter what it is. Like,
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Here we turned the kasra under the ta at the end of the word into sukun, and we said al-bayt. And if the word already has sukun, then you won't change a thing.
فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ.
In cases of tanween, the same rule applies. We pronounce sukun instead.
وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا لِإِيلَافِ قُرَيْشِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
However, there are two special cases which need your attention. First, if a word ends with hamza that has tanween fatha, then when stopping, you must pronounce alif after hamza, which will now have fatha, even if you can't see alif at the end of the word. Like in this example.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً إِنَّا أَنشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنشَاءً.
So, if we said إِنشَاءً, then it would be a mistake. So you must pronounce that alif when stopping at hamza that has tanween fatha. We call that type of alif alif al-iwad, or the alif of compensation. Second, if a word ends with ta marbuta, the one that has the two dots, not this one, it would mean that you will drop the tashkil as well as the points of the ta marbuta and only pronounce it as ha marbuta, like in this example.
اقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ.
I explain more differences between تَ مَرْبُوطَة and هَ مَرْبُوطَة in this lesson, so check it out if you want to learn more about that topic. So this is the most common way to stop at words in the Quran. Let's move on to the next method, which is ishmam. So what is ishmam? Well, ishmam is shaping the lips in an O form immediately after stopping with sukun at a word. So first, you're stopping with sukun and then immediately afterwards applying the shape of the lips. This can only be applied on words ending with dhamma. So words ending with fatha or kasra cannot be stopped at with ishmam. We see it used in this example.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ.
And as you can see, it is only observable, and you add no sound whatsoever, and we apply it only on words ending with dhamma. So such words that have fatha or kasra at the end, we cannot apply ishmam on them. And if you're now thinking, what is the point of ishmam really? I mean, it cannot be heard, so why is this even a thing? Well, these short vowels at the end of words are called case endings, which determine the function of the word, grammatically speaking. So when you stop at a word with sukun only, like using the first method, you won't be able to tell the function of the word. So the main purpose of ishmam when applied is showing that a word has dhamma even when stopping at it with sukun. Having dhamma at the end of words can actually indicate a grammatical function that can change the meaning completely. So for example, saying قلت could mean two things, with dhamma and it would mean I said, or with fatha or kasra and it would mean you said. If I applied ishmam here, The one I'm talking to would know which one I mean, and it would make a big difference in meaning. That's why ishmam occurs only in dhamma, which is the only sound among the other short vowels that can be seen when pronounced, which then occurs with the lips. And though ishmam in these positions is not mandatory, it can definitely play a role to make the meaning even clearer. Moving on to the last method of stopping, which is raum. Raum refers to pronouncing a shorter version of the short vowel at the end of the word. It can be quantified by, say, 1/3 of the sound of the short vowel, so that only the nearby listener can hear it. It can be applied on dhamma or kasra only, so no fatha. And it sounds like this.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
But a word with fatha like this cannot receive neither ishmam nor raum. So in this ayat, we can only apply the first method, which is sukun at the end of the word. Finally, there are three exceptions concerning raum and ishmam. So these exceptions apply on both of them. Number one, words ending with ta marbuta cannot receive either raum or ishmam. You only have one option, which is stopping with sukun. So here in these two words, I cannot apply ishmam or raum. And if I wanted to stop at this word, I can only pronounce it like that. The second exception is words that have an incidental short vowel, which is a short vowel that is added because of iltiqa'u sakinayn. And we see it in words like these, which normally should have sukun, but the dhamma was added because of iltiqa'u sakinayn. So stopping at the word hum, you cannot apply ishmam or raum. And if you stop at wabashir, it is not possible to apply raum here either, since these short vowels are caused by iltiqa'u sakinayn. If you want to learn more about that, then I would recommend this lesson. It will explain this topic with greater details. Finally, raum and ishmam normally occur only at the end of words. However, the exception here is that there is just one word in the Quran where you have to apply either raum or ishmam in the middle of the word, which is found in Surah Yusuf.
مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنُنَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ.
So, to stop at a word, you can either apply sukun, which turns any short vowel or tanween at the end of the word into sukun. Just don't forget to add alif to words ending with hamza that has tanween fatha. And also pronounce ha when stopping at ta marbuta. If you decide to go with ishmam, which is forming the lips in an O form immediately after stopping with sukun, then don't forget that it only applies to words with original dhamma and not on ta marbuta. If you choose raum, however, then pronounce 1/3 of the dhamma or kasra at the end of the word, only if these are original short vowels and if you skip applying it on ta marbuta. All these three options apply if you want to stop at a consonant, so any letter except the long vowel. If you want to stop at a long vowel, then you'll have to apply other rules which I explained in this lesson. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our new channel, Arabic 101 Vocals, if you're interested to listen to recitations and other recordings we produce with lip movement. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next lesson, inshallah.